This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hi, Petty Bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Twine.
And this is an Easter Victoria's Secret.
Oh my God. Jude punches Pilate.
Oh my God. I love an Easter egg. So it's one of my favorite times of year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, when like Dunnes or Tesco's right now, they're doing like 3 for a fiver, the little mini ones.
Oh, yeah. I do love a mini egg. And also, I'm not going to lie, we've had a little tasty treat just before we came on here. We went to Fallon and Burn, which is a very local little delicacy. And they have like.
You have to pretend like someone wants to spot it. Not spawned. We just love the cake.
We do love the cake. And they have all the vegan eggs and they have
which we snarled at. Yeah. We just went,
we were in there last week though, and the American tourist knocked down all the Easter eggs. They fell on top of it. And you were like, if you break it, it's free. If it's not broken, it's free.
Yeah, we just had a little cake. I had a red velvet. Davina had a carrot cake because she's working on her eyesight.
I really am, to be honest, years. Eating carrot cake for years.
One of my favorite things was when before you wore contacts on your show, like I would be like, oh my God, did you see such and such? No, had no clue.
I loved it. It was like total like selective sight.
Yeah.
It was like selective sight international. For €7 a month, you can sponsor a drag queen. In total denial. I actually love that because it's like still now I'm like, oh fuck, now I can see people.
Yeah.
So, but I still kind of have selective sight. So,
oh, you do.
I have the ability to block it out. It's mentally.
Unless it's juicy enough, you're probably not going to see it.
Yeah. I do have the added skill now of not really known who anyone is. So I'm like, you're like, you do know him. And I'm like, no, you do. She was back in your house. He stayed over, made up the breakfast the next day. And you're like, no idea who that is.
Half of Dublin's been back in your house because
they have not. That's lies.
I don't mean it like that.
Good.
I don't mean it like
let's
that.
Just be clear.
To be clear. But in Davina's last place,
yes,
it was quite a rocking little palace.
It was quite a little hedonistic haven, should I say.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, because that was a long time ago and all those people are dead.
That's a good place to start. When I say good place, it's not really a good place. Everyone kind of is dying. What the fuck?
Yes,
so obviously last week, Lily Savage.
Yeah.
And I never met, really wanted to meet her. Mm-hmm. And also we woke up this morning to the news that Heclina.
Yeah. And I also suffered a bereavement as well last week. My auntie passed away. So I feel like everything kind of, they're coming trees, don't they?
Not a drag queen, just to be clear.
I'm undecided. No, she wasn't a drag queen now. So, and it was kind of a bit of a weird situation because, we were close for a very like long time. Like she basically kind of raised me. She was kind of like a second mother.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, families are kind of complex and things are weird. Mm. And sometimes people can kind of you know, there can be issues in families that kind of pull people apart. Now, yeah. It wasn't kind of personally, do you know what I mean? But it kind of, everyone kind of gets dragged into family feuds.
It puts distance in something that you didn't choose, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And then I loved her so much. Like, she was just such a character. We were talking about her just even before we came on to record this.
Yeah.
And she was really funny. Like, she was always like, had a gas. She was really one of them. Only me. She was one of them.
Yeah, okay.
And hadn't seen her in so long, and she had a stroke back in September, and she actually was okay. She was kind of coming around, and I kept saying, I was like, I was waiting until she was a little bit better for more visitors, and I kept saying, I'll go and see her, and then she just kind of died really quick.
Oh God.
So I just felt really like, I really regretted just not going, you know, the kind of way I felt really bad, and then hadn't seen her in so long, and then I went to see her kind of laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Which I haven't, like, you know, I haven't seen anyone, I don't know if, like, for anyone that's ever kind of seen that, it's
a lot, isn't it?
It really hit me.
I think it makes it all actually obviously very real. If you don't see the body, sometimes it doesn't feel as real. But also, I found myself sitting there thinking the body is about to move at any minute.
Well, it's just so peaceful. I know. It's like you're just sitting there, and it's really quiet, because I was like in the chapel or whatever, and it's always really quiet. And when, you know, when no one talks and you're looking and you can just see, there's just no, it's very surreal.
Yeah.
Very surreal. But then I was asked to do a prayer of the faithful at the Mass.
Yeah. Because like any gay that's listening to this right now knows, you always ask the gay the family.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, I didn't mind. It was totally like, because, you know, there's something about that as well. Like, kind of, like, a lot of people find that very difficult to do. And I to be honest, I'm not.
I find it hard to do,
which is kind of strange, just because we get up in front of, and I was thinking about that, but do you know what really got me, and I was really emotional about it, was where I was sitting in the church, they had like her coffin was there laid out, and they had like a really nice photograph of her on top of it.
Yeah.
And she was literally just like it was just right in my eye line for the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so, I was really kind of hit by it. Like, I have to say, and it took me a couple of days to kind of come around, but yeah, there's something about, I think, reading or saying something, like, especially when there's all these people, you know, for years and years. And there's some people you haven't seen in years.
Yeah, everyone's kind of forced back into the same room for a minute.
And there's so much kind of, and we were talking about this as well, there's so much kind of emotion, I think, especially being the gay in the family.
100%.
And I mean, I don't mean this to be a bit kind of like me, but it's like when you're the drag queen.
I know.
And it's this kind of weird unspoken thing that it's like, you know, all these people, you can know they're looking at you going, you know, like, and you know what they're saying, if it's negative, it's positive, or what they're saying, but you know that it's a topic of conversation at the funeral, which is kind of mental,
which causes this weird shame all of a sudden. You feel, you realize that you are carrying, like,
it's
shame,
the shame.
It's either shame from the past, because let's face it, you've no shame, so it brings you back, though. Well, I mean, you know, you're not carrying shame, but it does bring you back to a time where you were carrying shame, you know, that kind of way. And all of a sudden you're that 12-13 year old who was trying to conceal themselves and hide themselves, and it's all back. And plus, I kind of got rid of a lot of those people out of my life.
Yeah, I think a lot of gay people do that. They kind of like, they start a new life, like away from that. Well, that's what I did. You know, you start you choose a new life almost. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just because you want to be who you want to be.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want to kind of be under, like, pretense of whatever. So yeah, it's just very emotionally heavy is how I describe it. And it's, a lot of it is internal. A lot of it is not about the other people.
And those people don't even know what's going on in your head.
But I don't mean to kind of get too much into it. I was just kind of saying, I'm sure a lot of people listening have kind of felt that, but you do kind of just feel, you kind of feel like a bit of an outsider in your own family, which is kind of weird, even though
some of them didn't actually make you feel that way.
No, it's how you feel.
Yeah, it's
that's protection spell. That's what I'm saying. It's nothing to do with like, all my family are so lovely. Mm. Like, it's actually like, it's on, and that's what made me sad, was because it was on me.
Yeah.
I.
But actually, no, because to fix that, it wasn't as well. Society grew that into you.
Yeah.
It just so happens that some people that we know have shook it off really well.
Yes.
I think that, like, I really related when you were talking about this, like, off air sounds very professional. I was just like, yeah, I felt the exact same at my granddad's funeral. I don't want to feel like that, but also feel
it's
like
intrinsically kind of like bred into you, which is kind of weird, because you're taught that, like, you're constantly kind of hiding who you are
and running from it.
Yeah,
too.
Because you're, and it's, and also as well, I was like a late bloomer in that way, where it's like I didn't even know what I was running from.
Yeah,
do you know that kind of way? So it's like, but I just knew I was different. Still, very fucking different.
Yeah,
but it's just, it's a weird one, but we catapulted back. And you know what as well, there was, it was so funny because the church that we were in was the church I made my communion in and my confirmation. And I've been at like lots of funerals. So I feel like I felt like a little kid. That like, so
you know, thought like, you were about to get handed 20 euros.
Well, I had this weird moment as well that I remembered that, of course, my family like pointed out, oh, do you remember you at your communion? And I was like, I have no idea why this happened. But of course, in the true characteristic of me, only me could this happen to. But the priest like asked me to go to like the pulpit, you know, like, which was high up. Which is like I don't know why, the only child like brought up to the pulpit. I had to go up the stairs and...
Sing?
No, I had to say, so I had to say something. Oh, I kept looking at it or something. He was like, do you want to go and say hello? Like, when I was at the mass, and I went up and when I spoke into it, I went, hello. And it echoed true. Like, and the whole place laughed.
Oh God.
And I was like, oh my God.
Were you mortified or did you laugh too?
No, I kind of got a fright because it was so loud because I wasn't expecting the microphone to be even on because I don't think they thought it was on.
Yeah.
But they obviously had it on.
Yeah.
But I was just like, it just.
And then you went, hey girls, it's not my first time in the radio.
It felt like even as a child, like, it felt very draggy. It was like, hey girl, hey.
Let's go girls.
Yeah, but my whole family like brought that up to me the other day and they were like, do you remember you opened the pulpit?
Oh my God.
And yeah, it's so true because it was just so random. But all my kind of friends were there from like school that I hung out with in school. And also, I don't mean this to be bad.
I know where this is going. Are you about to say they're all like aging like old wellies?
Straight people just age differently. They just age differently. Now, maybe they have a very...
Some of them.
Maybe they have a hard life.
Yeah.
I mean, see, like, I like to sleep late. I don't have any kids. I don't have a nagging wife. You know, I don't...
You have a nagging vodka, though.
I have a nagging of vodka and a really nice shoulder of vodka. So, yeah, but it was weird to kind of see them because it's like... And this girl came up to me, which is so funny, and she's like... Oh my God. She's like, I haven't seen it in years. She was my first kiss.
Oh my God.
She was my first kiss. She's like, you haven't changed a bit. And I was like, oh, thanks.
Were you drilled in that? That's real nice to hear.
Because she clocked me because she knew who I was. And I was like, in fairness, she hadn't changed much either. So
she looked good.
She looked good. Yeah. Nice. It was so nice to see.
She drank the potion.
She drank the potion as well. It's really from kissing me.
I love when you're in a church and like you go out of your way to say things incorrectly. So like, I like saying, should I go to the stage now instead of the altar? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Or like, Jesus, the priest dressed gorgeous, do you
know
what isn't it?
Do you know as well, the priest left out one of my nephews, which was really bad. I was
your auntie's son, like.
Yeah, I just find priests really hard to deal with. And I know this course is good people and whatever, but it's just like, you can't help but think about your own death at funerals.
And did you try the catering in the church?
No, I didn't have. I didn't stay for the afters.
No, I meant the wine and the Holy Ghost.
No, I didn't partake in the carbohydrates. No, thank you. No, thanks. I stayed for the carrot cake here in Fallonburn. But yeah, so that was it. And then of course, obviously, like, you know, we were talking about death. We moved, like, we were talking about Lily Savage.
Yeah.
Another trailblazer.
You couldn't even give Lily a fucking minute. Not even 1 minute. It was straight. me. Lily. Oh.
Well, like, I didn't know Lily, so... but you know what's so funny is like when Lily died, I had RTE reach out to me they want to try and get me to go on Joe Duffy to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, they're just reaching out just because I'm a drag queen.
Yeah.
I don't know Paul O'Grady.
Yeah. If like, anything, it should be Mr. Pussy.
That's what I said. But then Mr. Pussy was on everything. He was on like...
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, so they had him on News Talk. They had him on, I think, like RTE1. So he was on a few things.
Yeah.
So he's probably like...
I don't listen to
probably,
News Talk.
Probably worn out now. But same kind of thing. They're all like reaching out just for a comment. Do you know what I mean? And all I said as my comment was basically, I think that he had kind of transcended drag.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even... And we were talking about
this... He is known as Paul O'Grady. Yeah. Like, more
but
so.
But we were talking about this in the dressing room the other day. It was like his drag... I think it was actually before you arrived. We were saying about his drag. And also, I was talking about it with Shirley, which is very interesting as well. Because Shirley was saying that when she first started doing drag, she was on TV and stuff, people weren't really kind of threatened by it because it was a character.
Yeah.
Lily Savage was a character.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Shirley Temple Bar was like an inner city school girl. She wasn't, whereas now Shirley does drag. You know, she was saying, she's like, but back then she was like, she was playing part.
Yeah.
So the people like Mrs. Brown, not offensive.
Yeah.
Not kind of, you know.
Because it's not real.
No.
Yeah.
But when you're a sexy lady, or when you're, you know, a glamour drag, you're all of a sudden... a threat.
You're a threat.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also at the same time, then there's like some RuPaul and stuff who has transcended that as well, you know? Yeah. So, but it just makes you think about, because I was listening to a couple of Paul O'Grady interviews in the past, and he was very old school with his drag and his kind of opinions were a bit old school. And
yeah, but I think there's room for that. Do you know that kind of way? Like, not everyone's drag has to be the same. I don't think that Paul O'Grady was a fan of Drag Race, for instance.
No.
You're not a fan of Drag Race. Who fucking cares?
I know.
Do you know what I mean? There's so many different types of like drag. There's many types that we don't like.
Yeah. Paul O'Grady was talking about, I listened to it was an old interview from Desert Island Discs from like, I think it was like 2000.
That's a great series. Mm. Yeah.
And he was saying about like transvestites and stuff like that. You know, talking in that kind of old language.
Yeah.
That's just like kind of outdated.
Yeah.
But basically, I'm not one of them. You know, the kind of way. And it's a bit like, actually, kind of we're all on this whole spectrum together.
Yeah.
Everyone is, no one is better than someone else.
No, but I also remember starting drag, like, I don't know if, I actually can't put a date, but I think I'm about 18 years in at this point. And when people found out that I did drag, I was like, I needed to
clarify
that it wasn't this and it wasn't this.
Yeah.
Before I said what it was, I was almost telling people what it wasn't.
But there's like a gradient line between like a cross dresser and a trans person. There's a big spectrum between that where it's like people feel like they have to mark themselves on the scale of some, in some weird way, but it's like, I don't feel that's so outdated. Mm-hmm. Do you know the kind of way? And it's like, obviously if you want to like label yourself something, that's whatever, but it's like, one, we're all on it together. Do you know the kind of way?
The cross-dressers are about to almost be
on... Does that make sense?
It really does.
Yeah.
But cross-dressers are almost about to be on the side of a milk carton at this point. Like, if you cast your mind back to 8 to 10 years ago, they were at all of our shows all the time. They'd be out drinking. I got to know loads of them. They were great crack. And they feel like invisible now. I'd never see them anymore now.
Yeah, like the odd time.
Maybe like, do they just not feel like the...
I don't, maybe they don't feel part of the community, or they also have a very tight community themselves.
Yeah.
Which is another complete different scene. Like that a lot of, sorry.
That was delicious. Hold on. Carrot cake.
With San Pellegrino, darlings. Mm. I always just think that like they have their own scene.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way? And it's like, and it is a bit of a kind of, you know, a little bit of an inside club, whatever, which I don't think the
gays...
They're
welcoming, though.
Yeah.
They've always been welcoming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so that's my thoughts on that. Who else passed away?
Heclina.
Oh, Heclina.
Who you got to meet. She did an event in the George before.
Yeah, she did years ago. It was actually back in like 2006. Mm-hmm. We had just kind of started doing karaoke and she came over. She used to, she knew Veda from years ago.
Yeah.
And she used to have a club in San Francisco that Veda used to perform at when Veda lived over there or used to visit, I don't know, something like that. And so Veda just invited her. I think she was doing a tour.
Yeah, it was like, I think it was like a documentary of that club at the time.
Yes, that's what she was. Oh, she actually did a screening in the George.
Yeah, that's
she screened
what it, was.
It. That's what it was. And
unfortunately, I don't know if a whole lot of people that interested at the time. Do you know what I mean?
At that time, it was kind of a little bit, drag in general at that time was a bit...
I would love something like that now. Do you know what I mean? But I think at that time, I don't think it was.
Was a very cultural moment, I think, for San Francisco and that scene.
Yeah.
And I think that had even passed by then. I think it was very like early noughties.
Yeah.
That's when that was kind of in the height.
And loads of people started there. Like Animatronic did stuff there.
Loads of people. But
you met her, but you were not the one that killed her.
No, God love her. I wonder what happened, but it's not. But as Veda said, Veda knew her, and Veda said that Heclina was she was an L punk queen, and that she probably would have loved the idea of dying dying on tour in London.
Yeah.
So she's like, she's probably
kind of glam.
She's kind of looking down, going, actually, that was the way to go.
Yeah.
So wherever she is.
Yeah, rest in peace to all the queens. Yeah. I know there's loads over in America that have also recently passed, but probably ones that people wouldn't be aware of over here. I won't do a Davina's theory if that's okay.
Oh, God.
So, okay. Stephen, pop that little sound clip in there. Davina's theories. Okay, my Davina's theory that I want this week is, what is with the random people doing sponsored posts on Instagram? So like I regularly do sponsored posts, but like, 'cause I'm trying to shift tickets to something.
Yeah, when you're trying to plug an event.
Yeah, right. But I mean, lately I've seen, you know, Joe Soap literally just in like a very standard pose.
Yeah.
And there's no text on it.
Yeah.
And then it comes up in the top left. Oh, and I don't follow Joe Soap, but I might recognize them.
Yeah.
It comes up sponsored post. So I want your most outrageous Davina theory.
Well, it's gas actually, because
have you seen them?
I've seen loads of them, yeah. And it's like, I always just find it fascinating because it's just like promoting the person.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like just bizarre. Because I do know it's harder now to kind of build your following.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know if it's algorithms or whatever. But I've noticed this woman, she came up as like a suggested thing. Mm-hmm. And she was like, so I'm going to an event and I'll wear this dress sometimes as a coat.
I got that too.
And I was like, is this a joke?
Yeah.
I was like, her fashion is hideous.
Hideous.
I was like, what's going on? So I actually sent it to my friend and I said, that coat be lovely on you.
but she's trying to be a stylist, so I get that. But there's people who are literally...
So basically what I'm saying is I think they're bots. I don't think they're real people. I think it's AI. Mm. I think there's a little hub out in Ballyfermot. I think there's two people on the switchboards. They're just plugging things in and out. And these people are AI, because even some of the posts are very Photoshop vibes, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'd say the bill for Facetune is up the walls. Like, let's be real. Jesus Christ, face up.
Oh my God. I wonder how much they're fucking spending to reach like all the guys.
To reach us?
Yeah.
We're down the road. And do you know what's gas? Still didn't follow them.
Come here, you did some online gigs in the last 2 weeks.
I did.
And I got a flashback of one that I did. Mm-hmm. I never spoke about it. I don't even know if I told you this. I was doing a birthday party.
Okay.
In my apartment, in my sitting room, and I had, see that chair beside you there, the one that's on wheels?
Yes.
And that was the only chair I had there. So I thought I looked gorgeous that day, and I knew the gays that were on. So I was like, oh.
Is this during COVID?
During COVID. Okay. Yeah. So I said, oh, wait, I'll show you what I'm wearing, because they were all having a party, and it was a bit more like relaxed. So I stood up on the wheelie chair.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm live on camera.
Yeah.
And what happened? The chair went from underneath me, and I walloped myself.
Oh,
and you know, you're so mortified. I know. You're so mortified that you want to pretend like you're not hurting.
Oh, Jesus.
I was hurting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Woman that falls on the grapes, you know, who are,
And then I looked up and they're all just like open mouth being like,
oh my God, I would have loved to see
you
that.
Would have loved it. You would have loved it. But I walloped myself and I remember thinking, I have to get through this, and it's an hour now and I'm so sore.
Oh my God, that is nothing worse. I don't think I've had any kind of disasters like or anything falling down or anything like that, thank God. But like, you do have that fear. Like, actually, I set all my stuff up last week, and I have to say, I just fucking hate those virtual events.
Yeah.
Like, it brings back total PTSD. Mm-hmm. And they're actually totally fine to do, but it's just internally, it's just like, Jesus, they're just...
So much can go wrong.
And they're so draining because you're literally on for like full 60 minutes or whatever. Yeah. You're literally going for like the full time. But as I was setting it up, I checked everything, had all my sound, everything. And you have like your curtains up. And then like, obviously, besides the curtains, you've got like, you know, bits of shit in the room that is actually just like furniture and stuff.
Yeah.
And then when you go live for some reason, it's like, oh, it's completely not fitting in the screen. And just like, mm-hmm. you're like this trying to talk and move the screen to try and fit. So weird.
So fucking weird. And then if anything goes wrong, like, you know, my sound used to come out of that little like speaker that's over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And one time the battery started to die.
Oh, no.
And it kept beeping every three minutes. Beep, yeah. beep. And I'd see people on their screens be like, what's going on? What's going on?
So crazy.
Anyway,
So I did that. So it's been a bit of a roller coaster week. We did Queen of the Warriors on Sunday.
How was that?
Which was actually really fun event. It was where all the Emerald Warriors, some of them did drag for the first time.
Anybody bad in heels?
There was a lot of ugly heels.
Oh,
I
love an ugly shoe. Like, I look
me and the girls. We always say headers on the keys. So if those of you that don't know, they used to be a shop on, I think it was Aaron Key.
Yeah,
called Heathers,
and they go to a size 16.
Well, actually, to be honest, I think they just did men's up to size 16.
Well, when I started doing drag, I thought, oh, that must be the place that all the girls go. And I remember asking Panty, where does she get her shoes?
Yeah. Heather's not the keys.
Honestly, no. Do you know where she told me to go?
Where?
Clark's on Grafton Street.
Barrett's.
Now. Was it? No,
Barrett's.
Oh, was it Barrett's? Barrett's on Grafton Street. She goes, they go up to a size 10. 10.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Yeah. Now I'm size 11. So she told me to go in there and I did.
Yeah.
They did go
to big sizes, but it was like very rarely that you find a place you could walk into and buy a pair of heels.
No.
But Helders on the Keys was for now. So we make little jokes about that now, me and the gals.
I'm mortified thinking about myself going into Barrett's. Barrett's, for anyone that doesn't remember, it was like, was very much a family shop, like catering towards your mom.
You get like a nice court shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Now some of the shoes were okay. They weren't so bad. I don't think they're gone now, aren't they?
Well, mine were slingbacks. Do you remember them?
Yeah, with elastic bands holding them on.
Yeah, I couldn't keep them on because I was wearing six pairs
and
of shiny tights.
Have you got out of those shoes?
I have to because I got falling off.
Actually, I have to say, speaking of shoes, I bought these gorgeous shoes online that I wore for the Warriors. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. And they literally, and I just, something about me in a strappy heel, I just can't. I think I'm
so
too
chunky,
like
chunky ankles.
I have gorgeous ankles. They're so slender. They're actually perfect ankles, I have to say.
Who tells you that?
I'm not blind, bitch. Actually, I'm a
who
bit blind.
Who told you that when you wear them earrings?
I must
all the time.
I must be very heavy, like 4 footed or something.
Okay.
They always fucking snap. But yes, I literally got one wear out of them and fucking snapped the heels.
That's so annoying.
And they were expensive. Mm-hmm. So I have to go get them repaired. But yeah, so that's the mantra. So if you ever wonder why I'm never in a strappy heels, because I'm very heavy on the 4 foot. So.
we sent out a little message yesterday asking people what they wanted to ask us this week. We won't get straight into it, but I'm curious, were you nervous when we did that? Because I was a little bit like...
No, I didn't care.
Did you get any weird questions?
No, not really.
I got one.
One weird question?
Yeah, for you.
Okay. And you're going to ask me?
I'm not going to ask you on the main episode because it's slightly, I don't know what to make of it.
Oh.
I'll
was it by someone that was anonymous?
They're on a private profile, but they do follow me.
Oh.
So I'll ask you that
on... Oh, wow. Now I'm curious.
I'll ask you that on Patreon. I didn't want to tell you on the phone because I knew you'd bully me into telling you. And I was like, I'll hold
okay,
it.
Okay, I want to... Okay,
yeah, yeah. It's just weird. It's a weird question.
Okay.
But the rest are, you know...
Like, weird as in... Like, what's the tone of it?
A little rude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm into it. Okay, let's go. Okay, well, we'll get to some real questions after the break. Mm-hmm. And we'll do this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. I'm excited now.
Okay, so we are back. And I want to remind you all, we didn't ask the last time, but everyone else says that reviews really do help people get found. So if you haven't left our podcast review, go on. There's a review section on Apple Podcasts and a review section on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Leave it. We are 5-star divas. In fact, someone left us a lovely review, which maybe I'll read a bit later. But in the meantime, also, our Patreon is where you can find all the extra content, or if you just want to support the pod. And our shout outs of the week are, let's go for Molly Connell and Liam Cosgrove.
Hi darlings, thank you for subscribing and keep on replying.
So we put out a call. We were like, ask us absolutely anything. I tried to turn it as a phrase to be like, I want juicy questions only. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm up for a shady question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't get really like anything kind of, I got a few kind of gas ones that are just like, actually don't relate anything to you. Like they're just like, I think they're just weird questions to ask.
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell you who asked them because they're kind of irrelevant. I'll just ask the question.
Yeah, well.
The questions are kind of fun. So don't need to know the users that send them in or, so yeah, will I ask first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, so one question that came out, like it's actually like, I got kind of asked like about 3 times or whatever, which is kind of like an obvious one, but it is kind of interesting as well, is that obviously like
I'm Sandra and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for, but you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Like you do a lot with the Rue Girls, and someone said, which basically, this is probably the best way to say it, was like, which Rue Girl was the biggest rotter behind the scenes? That's probably like just in general.
I found it strange that I spent just over a week with a group of girls and one of them just didn't really speak. I'll tell you at the end, I'll tell you what she was doing.
Okay.
So like we were around a lot and she just didn't really speak and I was hosting the show.
Okay.
And granted there was five people on the show, but still to go through a whole week and not have any interaction with someone
weird.
Is weird to me.
Mm. Was she interacting with other girls?
Yes. And
not interacting with you.
I mean, it wasn't just me. There was multiple people she wasn't, but like it was only kind of people that she maybe knew. Maybe she had some social anxiety. Who okay. knew? Although from what I remember, there was a couple of people that she didn't know that she did chat to.
Okay.
A few.
So were you just getting like cold shoulder from her?
Just not interested.
Okay.
Not bothered. So, I mean, for me, when we're spending that amount of time together, I'm like,
yeah, it's a bit weird.
A bit weird.
Yeah.
And then you know what? When we got to Dublin, I had a couple of the girls in and like some of the girls were lovely and I was excited for everyone. They were excited to meet them. And I think if other queens are in the room and drag, I just think we should always be like,
yeah. Hi. Were they kind to the other queens?
No. And it was when they said the same thing what I was feeling that I felt, you know, validated.
So they vindicated you.
Yeah.
So tell me, who was this bitch?
So her name was Cameron Michaels.
Oh yeah. 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 I remember her. Like actually now that you mention, I actually never hear anything about her.
Yeah. I mean, she's still working.
Yeah. I remember that now actually at the time.
Yeah.
And she's kind of pretty drag. Well, like, you know, like she was kind of like, she kind of glam, like whatever. But yeah.
She had lovely hair.
Yeah. Because I remember people were commenting about her at the time.
She's pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the answer actually sounds more cunty than this. Yes, she's pretty. I just found that's strange. So I left that going, oh God, like there's something okay. strange there.
So her, camera mic.
Yeah, let's
very
go.
Good.
Let's go.
Okay, ask me a question.
Okay. Okay, let's start with this one. What's the craziest fight you have ever witnessed two queens having?
Oh God, I feel like the craziest fight.
It's a lot like.
I feel like the craziest fight has probably, I've probably been involved in them, to be honest.
Fair.
I feel like, actually, no. The craziest fight I've actually.
I know what it is. I can give you a hint if you want.
Is it the one about misdemeanor?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think probably, that's a one you can tell.
Yeah, there's definitely. So basically, this is queen.
I think ours had the most commitment.
Yes.
But this.
The one I've witnessed was probably there was this queen called Misdemeanor, and she
demeanor the better,
and she kind of had a thing with this other queen called Joanna Ryan. They were always kind of jibing with each other and just being a bit kind of cunty to each other, and they were doing a show together, and Demeanor kept standing behind Joanna, and she kept kind of like, you know, making faces and all behind her back, and everyone was kind of giggling, but it was kind of like it was very placid at the time, but then Demeanor kept kind of tugging her the back of her wig.
Okay.
So she kept kind of looking around and giving her the eye, basically going, don't do that again. Don't do that again. And then she pulled off the wig.
Oh,
so
wow.
Then Demeanor kind of went to walk off the stage, and Joanna Wright like did one of those wrestling moves, you know, one of those like jumping punches onto the back of her neck.
Oh my God. And WWE?
Yeah, it was very wrestling vibes, and there was chaos then broke out. Like, okay. And it was
all on stage.
All on stage. It was when Panty Bar used to be Goo Boo back in the day.
Yeah.
And then Misdemeanor was living with April Sherrill at the time, and she called the police. So the police came around to the house and we were there, and we were like, yeah, she's in the bedroom. And they were like, tell her to come out of that bedroom now.
Oh my God.
And she wouldn't come out. So she's like, she can't get out. She was hamming it up. Mm. She was lying in the bed with a bag of peas on her head.
Still on face.
Pretending that she was like really hurt, but she like nothing ever came of it. Like she was just being a like crazy bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was crazy because it was so, it was just mental. Uh-huh. So yeah, that was
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Next one is,
let's go. So
I have one
okay.
that was oh sorry you've one for me.
Yeah, go on. Let me see. Oh, can you still listen to Wrecking Ball? Can you still listen to Wrecking Ball, or does it bring back too many bad memories?
Well, unfortunately, a very good friend of mine now performs Wrecking Ball on the regular, and I was wondering at one point if she was taunting me. And
do you think about it though? Like
every time you perform it, I think about
do
it.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
And
come out on Thursday.
It also happens that one of my very good friends throws around a very big balloon around the room at the same time. and I'm not sure if anyone's heard of this, to being a friend of mine, but to be honest, I laugh at that. I laughed at that pretty much straight away. It was
you
really funny.
You were really hurt though.
I was really hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sprained my wrist.
That's kind
of
gas.
Yeah, I do. I have like an x-ray of that.
It's,
somewhere
it's on
my
YouTube
phone.
Somewhere if anyone's got a look.
Yeah, there's a better version of my phone. I keep meaning to put it up somewhere. But no, I think it's gas. And I was, by the way, before Holy Tea went bust, there was talk about them getting in a big wrecking ball for a Halloween show, and I was going to swing on it again, but swinging it with the video playing in the background
Jesus
of me
Christ.
Falling
I,
off
you
it.
You know what? I you wouldn't get me back on that fucking wrecking ball for all the money in the world after that happened.
Well, I made
no
it
way.
Myself.
I know, but like, I wouldn't care. I would never trust it. I just wouldn't trust it.
I love it.
Go on.
I have several people wondering who's the worst queen you've ever worked with?
Oh, God, who's the worst queen I've ever worked with? Oh, actually, the worst queens I just don't work with.
Well, you don't anymore, yeah.
Like, who I'd like to. This, God, there's been no one that's been like. What would you say? There's no one that's actually so like. Because you kind of would. I'm trying to think. There's no one that's been that bad. Because I can kind of compartmentalize things.
You can. Yeah. That is actually our special skill, both of us.
So if somebody is a bit badly, but most times people are on their best behavior because you're hosting a show or,
yeah.
I just hate queens that are, okay, I'll tell you, and there's like, queens
I can give you an example of bad traits and maybe it will trigger your mind. Have we had any thieves? Any thieves in the dressing room that you've been like, I don't trust
actually,
you around my stuff?
Actually, years ago, there was a queen, she was actually, I don't know.
If you're going to say she's a thief, maybe don't.
Okay, I won't name her. Okay, I won't name her. But it was back in the day and she basically stole Veda's phone. Yeah. And it was Wednesday night and she stole Veda's phone.
I remember this.
And she denied it down to the ground.
Yeah.
And actually back in the day when I lived with April Showers, one drag queen came back to our apartment. We were getting changed and she stole April's wallet.
Yeah, I remember that too.
And that was another queen. So thievery, but it's been very, very, that's going back now.
That is going back. Yeah.
Yeah, so there was like, so most queens would never, like you could almost trust your life savings. Like queens are pretty good like that usually.
In Ireland, but it's always happening in America.
Really?
Shit goes down.
Yeah.
Like if anyone listens to Delta Works podcast, which by the way, is one of my podcast recommendations because their opening monologues are always a rant.
Is she, do you know, I've listened to one with her and Raja.
So
is that separate?
Yeah, that's different.
I didn't like that.
Mondays are just Delta on
I
her
like
own.
I like Delta's vibe. I can't listen to
she did
together.
20 minutes talking about dressing room etiquette, mm-hmm. where not to open your bag in front of everyone if there's no space. You know, don't bring your friends
I
backstage.
I love Delta. She's actually fab, isn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Mm. Don't. And she said, don't bring your fucking friends backstage because if something goes missing,
yeah.
we're looking at those people.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking dead right.
Yeah.
Dead right.
So no, like I have to say, not one person sticks in my mind as such.
Someone's tits went missing one time in a dressing room too.
Yeah.
And me and Davina got them back.
Yeah. Someone robbed Shirley's tits, right? Yeah. This queen, she's like an older queen. She robbed Shirley's tits and she came back to do the show again and she had said tits. And Shirley was like, they're my fucking tits. And I was like, Shirley had her initials on the back of the tits. Shirley had them because like if they were around in the restroom, she had, because they were kind of like other people's tits.
Yeah.
So I took them back.
Yeah.
I put them back and Shirley was like, Shirley gave them back to your woman. Shirley took them back and gave them back. So the tits kept moving around back and forth. And I was like, oh, here. So she ended up, she won in the end, that other one. So she got to keep the stolen tits. But yeah. Okay.
Okay. One for you with your closest sisters. Oh no, sorry. Am I asking you one or are you asking me one?
I'll ask you one.
Okay.
Let me see.
I couldn't remember.
Have you ever pissed your tights?
Yes. I think I've done it more than once, but most recently, and I don't know if I told you this.
Oh Jesus.
Did I tell
oh
you this because we were together?
Oh my God.
Wait, did I tell you?
You told me, I think after.
I think I told you the next day. I didn't tell you at the time because I was too embarrassed. Me and Davina had gone to a Kerry Hanafy event and we were like, Kerry Hanafy's a good time. She made sure the cocktails were flowing. So we were lashing the drink into us. So we came back to my studio and we were going to have a few more drinks here. But the walk back got the better of me.
And this isn't as long ago.
No, this is like literally 2 months ago.
Oh my gosh.
And I managed.
And by the the way, I can walk really fast in heels.
Yeah, you can.
So I can't. There's no excuse for this, for us not to be bobbing along.
Okay, yes. But the actual issue is there's something about me now in this is my pissy area, era, I think. Once I start to try and get the first layer of tights down, it's like my body knows that the pee is coming.
Okay.
And it's forcing it to start, right? So in that occasion, for anyone that doesn't know, I wear 4 layers of tights and they can be hard to get off. And the pee started coming.
Okay.
And then it just wouldn't stop.
Oh,
and
Jesus Christ.
And I was very close to Davina, except she was too engrossed in herself and didn't notice. Thank God. So I got them off real quick and I shoved them in the corner and said nothing. I said, I'm just going to go to the bathroom, and I cleaned my legs.
Oh my God. Well, speaking of piss and incontinence, I'm going to tell you a really gas story, but I'm going to save it for the Patreon because it's kind of libelous.
Okay, write that down then.
I will. We'll come back to it. And yeah, so ask me another one.
Okay, so someone said, Regina George,
yes.
What went down?
Me and Regina started at a time, Regina basically started like back in dancing for me back mm-hmm. in the day mm-hmm. and we got on really great, and then she started doing drag mm-hmm. And her drag was very similar to my drag at the time mm-hmm. and like at that time I was like very insecure about my drag because I felt like I was kind of just coming into my own. And I had said to Regina, I was like, listen, I feel like we're very similar. Maybe you want to take a different route, you know, because this is my thing. Maybe mm-hmm. you could, you know, it got to the point where there was a couple of times where we might have the same dress, same wig. So it wasn't just like, and we liked same music. And it was mm-hmm. all very, to be honest, it was very trend-based drag.
Yeah, yeah.
When I look on it back now, do you know what I mean? So I don't actually, it was all so stupid and so silly. So I kind of said, maybe you should try something different. And she did, in fairness. So she went off and she started kind of doing something different. But then it kind of came back to our vibe.
Okay.
Because it was our vibe.
Yeah.
And and we had many arguments about it. And uh-huh. we kind of then really just fell out and we became kind of like nemesis vibes.
Okay.
And it was all based around, like, I think insecurity. I think she knew that it would like wound me up. Mm-hmm. So she would kind of trigger me sometimes.
Yeah.
And then I would react. And then it would just get back and forth. Then it got to the point where we just couldn't work together. We couldn't be around each other mm-hmm. to save like everyone else's sanity. And then years later, we were like, this is all just so stupid.
Yeah.
So then we just sat down and we literally were like, this is ridiculous. Like uh-huh. it was years later.
I'd never heard this.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Oh, we sat down. We had like a big, like heart, like full blown heart to heart, like fucking Tyra and Naomi uh-huh. on fucking Tyra show. Yeah. And just ridiculous. And then like that was it.
Yeah.
And but you know what's so funny? Because everyone else I kind of have remembered like the feud. That was my probably first feud, actually. Uh-huh. I love the feud. Everyone else kept kind of trying to reignite it, but we were like, no, it's dead. Like,
yeah.
And and now we get on great.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine. There's no...
Love that.
No animosity.
I also think that like with time and age comes a lot of fucking wisdom.
Oh my God.
Wisdom,
and you
do you know what I mean?
Listen, you live and learn. But it's like, but when I think back to how I was then, just in myself, like you change so much. Mm. I was just so insecure in myself. And so insecure about my drag. And I felt like she was kind of coming for me.
Mm-hmm.
But she was just doing her thing.
Yeah.
So it was just like, that's just how people kind of can interpret things. Mm-hmm. It was just a lot of bollocks, really. It's just drag.
Yeah, exactly.
And at the end of the day, like we actually had a relationship kind of before drag. We were like friends mm-hmm. and we were like actually got on. So I was like, so now when I see her now, we actually just have great laugh because we can kind of poke fun at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it's actually kind of like, it's a gas piece of history for us. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And drag is drama, if that makes sense. Like,
but I tell you this now, and I always say this to her, I'm like, I always apologize for how I made her feel.
Okay.
Now I know she had a partner as well, not excusing her, mm-hmm. but I wasn't proud of some of my actions I did.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not proud, man. I always say that to her. Like, you have to own this shit as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very housewives.
Dublin wives in the house.
Very. But yeah, like at the end of the day, it's all good now.
Okay, cool.
So I hope that clears that up.
Yeah, give me one then.
Okay, describe your worst number that you ever did.
Ooh. I think it's when what's that song called that Meghan Trainor is sampling at the moment?
Mother.
The bum, 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 bum,
oh
bum.
Mr. Sandman.
So Mr. Sandman, like, I don't know where that idea for me doing Mr. Sandman came from, But I don't know why I was in a silk dressing gown.
And a Sharon Watts wig.
I don't know why I was in a Sharon Watts wig. I don't know why I thought that I would start the number by pretending to... I would walk onto the stage, I would lie on the ground and pretend to be asleep. And then bump up and would start and then I would wake up.
And you know what, guys? Well, you'd remove that satin nightgown into some hideous outfit.
Something like, hideous.
It was never... The reveals were obviously very, very underwhelming.
Yeah. So it's either that or one of my original numbers was I used to Bananarama Venus. And I used to have an old ratty wig that I had in three separate segments. And I'd use elastic bands under my armpits to put hairy armpits on.
Oh my God.
And then I'd shove a wig down my underwear to appear like I had a hairy, you know...
Gunter,
yeah. And then I'd pull a razor out during Bananarama Venus and I thought I was the most creative bitch pretending to shave on stage.
I thought you were as well.
But I had to literally, to make it look like I was shaving, I had to pull the wig out and hide it.
Basically, she's had a lot of dodgy numbers.
There was a lot of shit.
A lot of dodgy numbers.
Yeah, yeah, lots of shit.
I have one other shady one here, which I don't really understand.
Okay, cool.
I don't know, maybe someone's trying to get at you with this, but... did you ever have sex in the Phoenix Park?
Did I ever have sex in the Phoenix Park? No.
No. Okay.
No, I can 100% confirm, yeah. I've never had sex in the Phoenix Park.
Okay.
But that is kind of shitty. I wonder who that's from.
No, that's what I was
is
like.
Is it someone that we both know?
Yeah, I think it was probably a joke.
Oh, sure. Yeah, because I have one from...
Because I did have sex in the Phoenix Park.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Not actually in the park. I was in a car. But it was one of my very, very first sexual experiences.
Full sex?
Huh?
Full sex?
Like I did a couple of times.
Yeah. Because one of our friends are bastards. One of our friends wants to know, have you ever had a threesome?
Yes, I have. I talked about this before.
Oh, you did on the pod. Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah. So that's what they're getting as well. Clearly, that friend doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh, no, you just wanted me to tell that story.
Yeah.
No, I did. I actually had this kind of weird, I actually had a couple of weird little moments like that, but one of the ones that is actually quite fun is that this guy that I was kind of like known long term, that I've been with a few times,
yeah.
He's basically in love with his, not in love, but he really fancied his straight friend.
Okay.
And he really wanted something to happen, but the straight friend was definitely giving me the vibes, some kind of interest there. So basically I worked as like the psychic medium in between.
You were the
two.
Bait and switch, were you?
Yeah. So I orchestrated it to happen for them.
Yeah.
And then they were all like, no, nobody hears anything about this. Nobody's stood here. Like, yeah. So basically, but then do you know what? After it, they never spoke again. And they were friends since they were like...
I wonder if it was worth it.
Oh, they were friends since they were young.
Did you do bits?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
They're both very delicious, very delicious men, I have to say.
But, I don't know that story, do I?
I don't know.
I want to know the rest of it in a second. Okay. Shout out, and I am naming this person for this question. Jamie Griffith said, do you think I should go to Australia?
Oh, you fucking bitch.
We've got Fuck, Marry, Kill with your closest sisters. They named Dolly, Shirley, and Sophia Hart. Fuck, Marry, Kill.
I would marry Shirley because she's financially viable.
She is. Good answer. Good.
I would fuck Dolly because she's very experienced. And I would definitely kill Sophia for many fucking reasons, which are all known to her.
I love.
And if you're listening, Sophia, last week was one of them.
I have probably like two more questions. We got a nice one saying favorite makeup brand for foundational and eyeshadows. I'd say just answer that real quick. Just so
favorite
know.
One for
eyeshadow
for and eyeshadows. I actually love Jeffree Star eyeshadows.
Yes,
I swear by them. I think they're amazing. Those big palettes.
And you love the Be
incredible.
Perfect.
I like Be Perfect palettes as well. Like locally, the palettes are great. And foundation wise, I love MAC. I've said I'm just a MAC girl. I'm a MAC. I think invest in your base. Get a good. I don't like those sticks. I like a mix of liquid and full. They do full coverage. Mm-hmm. Like not liquid. Like it's actually called full coverage. It's like they are my favorites.
And Maura Dar wants to know: Would you get annoyed if people suggested lip sync songs to you?
No. No, and sometimes people give me ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and even when you're DJing, if somebody comes along and says, play this song, I think of it as like a suggestion. I don't think of it as like, I think it's always good because then sometimes you find little hidden gems
that
you wouldn't think of. So I wouldn't be annoyed.
There's two spicy ones that I'm holding back for the Patreon episode.
Oh God.
So,
I kind of knew that people were going to ask me weird questions.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I feel like I just caught weirdness.
Yeah.
more so than you. I know what it is people feel
one
like.
One is very graphic.
Wow.
Yeah, but anyway, if you want to hear that, you can go over to our Patreon. Anything left on your little list before we wrap
this
up?
No, that's it. Let's roll on to our waters.
We'll be back right after this.
And we're back. We are back with Rotters of the Week. To be honest, I haven't really been rotted that much this week. Mm-hmm. So also with this week, we announced our Pride Party.
Right, yeah.
Yes, which is going to be happening in Vicar Street on the 24th of June. Mm-hmm. Tickets are on sale now on ticketmaster.ie. Mm-hmm. So we do urge you to plan your Pride now.
Yeah.
So do have a look. Tickets are only 25 quid.
Yeah, 25 so quid.
It's a steal.
And I want to remind you as well that if you are hoping to be in a certain section, be it upstairs, be it downstairs, tell your mates that that's the section you've bought for, because there's a period of the night that it is you're in that section. So there's upstairs, there's downstairs, they have separate bars, separate smoking areas, all that jazz. So yeah, if you're booking your tickets, go tell all your mates, go sort there.
It's going
to
be a lot of fun. It always is. It always sells out, so get them quick, because if it rains on Pride as well,
yeah,
you want to be indoors, you don't want to be in a queue for something, you don't want to be stranded waiting on a fucking Lewis to go. So you want to be indoors. Get yourself sorted.
And it's the only party that runs from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Yes, and you will be guaranteed no queue, just straight in, bit of crack, and we've entertainment for 8 hours.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We obviously announced Una Healy as our performer. She's going to be singing Saturday songs for the first time in 9 years.
Yes, she's the only Saturday that's actually performed any Saturday songs. Like, they've never performed. None of them have done solo Saturday stuff ever.
9 years. So I'm buzzing for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so my first rotter, Davina, is...
Okay.
I don't know, this sounds really petty, but you know when people put up those photos on their social media and they're jumping in them? They're like, you know, they're outside monuments.
Into new outfits.
Yeah, or just like jumping in general.
Okay.
Do you look in a way? Like the cutesy jump pose or jumping into outfits. Mm. I'm like, there's something about people jumping in social media posts. And I'm like, I'm fucking cringing for you.
Is it the edit or something?
No, because there used to be this thing, like I knew someone who used to always go on holidays and they'd always like do the jump pose. Pose pick for their holiday pick.
Yeah.
And I was like, you think you're so cutesy.
Yeah.
There's nothing cutesy fucking about you at all. And we're friends, so I can say that. So yeah, just the jump pictures. People that jump in their pictures.
Okay, very good. Mm. One thing that's rotted me, and it's like it came back to me because it was like an old school one, is people who have tongue rings who keep doing this. You know,
oh,
like,
that's really good.
You know, like, I'm doing that. You know, like grasp their tongue ring between their two teeth and go,
Yeah.
Real kind of. And more so, I have to say,
I can actually see that. I'm like, I hate that.
And I'm more so leaning towards boys that do it.
Yeah.
There's something about Mel B in the 90s I can forgive.
Yeah.
But there's something about, just a trashy gay going, and I'm going to throw in here just for extra salt and vinegar. Belly button piercings with diamonds on boys.
Oh,
I
God.
Just do not like it at all. I just eyebrow piercings, tongue piercings, belly button piercings, nipple piercings. I do not like.
There was a lot of gays that left their eyebrow piercing in too long.
Yes, and they're
the
scarred.
Moment of pass. Scarred. I didn't even mean that. I just meant like we'd all be like,
but
Jesus,
I have to say,
get rid of that.
I have to say, when I see a scar, I just go, 90s gay. I'm just like 90s gay. Because you can always see, and it's just like it reminds, because I'm like, I know who you are.
Yeah.
I see you. I'm like, I see you, sister. I know who you are. I'm like literally pulling up their top to see if they have a belly button scar.
The next one is actually one sent in from a listener.
Okay.
Who said, when Davina says something, when I ask a question and Davina answers it matter of fact, like she's telling 100% true answer, but actually she has no fucking breeze and she's lying. Apparently it happens all the time. Most recently was, I said, is Dubai tax free? And you were like, no, it's not tax free. And then people responded and said, it is tax free. Yeah. Davina, the big know it all, think it's, she
oh,
knows.
Well, sorry, fucking, the, who's that? The exchequer sending in that? You can get fucked. You're my rotter of the week.
Yeah, so there you go. Have you got one more?
Let me see. What else? No, I don't think I have another otter this week.
If I could put a request for people to stop using the music on their TikToks and Instagrams of do, you know, that stupid thing. We're like, oh, I'm so silly. Yeah, please stop using that.
The one thing that I actually did, what it did rot me, I suppose, was couples launching health wellness products.
What, like what ones?
You know, like to get, like doing united together.
Okay.
Like I saw this, like I follow this rugby ride, and him and his girlfriend or wife or whatever, they've launched this like wellness brand.
Okay.
And it's just something that comes across really boring about, like, you know, like vitamin C drops and, you know, this will help you sleep drops.
Yeah.
And we really stand behind this product. It's like, how many fucking wellness products is there on the market? And what makes yourself fucking different? And the fact that you're just this happy couple, like bringing out this thing, I'm just like, that just adds an extra layer.
It almost makes you think it's a scam though.
Yeah, extra layer of dullness to it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and they're always out walking their dog and it's just like, Jesus, their life looks like hell. Yeah. I only followed him because I fancied him. I'm like, unfollow. There we go. Good luck in your fucking with the woods and your dog.
I love it.
So yeah, that rots me in general.
Okay, we are going to head over and record our Patreon episode. The topic this week is going to be our worst gigs ever.
Okay.
So it's definitely not something I want to share because they ever heard it. But we're gonna share our worst gigs ever, one each, and plus those spicy extra questions. You can join us over there, patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod. But until next time,
stay petty.
Mwah.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.